For those who don't know me, let's get connected. And I work at Altinity as a director of services, and we do support services and database as a service at specializing over ClickHouse. About myself, I've been working in open source for the last decade and a half. And previous in life, I was in enterprise space doing enterprise databases. Most recently, and within the last 4 or 5 years, I've co-authored 2 books, which I brought some over here. One of them is the MySQL cookbook over here. We have a few copies. This one should go to the best question. And I'll save that one for the best question in the room. This one is the latest book on the database design modeling, which we touch base on the new technologies and highly scalable database operations and options to explore. This should go to the youngest in the room. We'll see. Okay. Ceiling trivia. That's my icebreaker. I was going to skip that, but someone asked a question like, what's the 1 nautical mile equals to how many kilometers? How do you measure that? Anyone? 1.8. Okay, because in land it's 1.6. Thank you. All right, we'll go back. Not the embeddings. We cannot be too close, I guess. Let me see. This clicker is not clicking. I'll let Shankar introduce himself, actually. That would be good.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Shankar, and I've been an engineer throughout my life. And I was a long-term member of the Oracle RAC database development team, Real Application Clusters. I was working in distributed logging, distributed recovery, and stuff like that. After that, I have done some work in MySQL at Aurora and in Google. And yeah, my interests are, of course, vector search, GenAI. And I also do a lot of work in MySQL undo recovery performance and redo recovery performance improvements. Yeah, that's about me.
Awesome. He's our developer on the MyVector project, and he's also the mastermind and architect of it. I'm with the vector space for the last 6 months, not as experienced as him, and we're all learning, so let's learn that together today. Just gonna use this one. Okay, vectors and dimensions. So, vectors actually, as Matthias also went through, is a data point that represents what we point to. So, what we can access to. We learned in our school systems in the earlier math was two-dimensional functions, and then there's a three-dimensional space where you can actually have, and then the geospace, and then there's also a data types.